This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Amy Lisensky, attorney at law of Morgan & Morgan Law Firm, address on file. Dear Ms. Lisensky, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tina Hall, please note the following medical letter, period. Tina is the first name, K-E-E-N-A, K-E-E-N-A, last name Hall, H-A-L-L. On July 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 39-year-old female, height 5'1" tall, weight 183 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a fall at Riley Children's Hospital when somebody apparently urinated on the floor, period. The patient fell and landed on her back, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, the next day she had more severe pain involving her right shoulder, right knee, and right elbow, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain in all three areas, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder pain is causing problems, period. She is scheduled for surgery on July 25th of this year, period. She has been treated with physical therapy, medication, and injections, period. The pain is intermittent, occurring approximately 6 to 7 hours per day, period. It is an aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the elbow, period. New paragraph. In reference to her right knee, she is awaiting an MRI, period. She was treated with physical therapy an injection and medicine, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 10 hours per day, period. It is described as a piercing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating pain, period. New paragraph. The right elbow pain was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is described as a piercing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was the next day. She was seen. Let's just say the timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. She was seen in the emergency at Riley Hospital. They did do x-rays, period. A couple weeks later, she saw her family doctor at People's Health Care. She was seen there a few times. They ordered x-rays and referred her to IU Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, period. She was seen there a few times, given injections, as well as ordered physical therapy, period. An MRI of the shoulder was ordered. And the knee is pending, period. She had physical therapy at IU and ATI, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, sports such as football and basketball, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, walking over 30 minutes, comma, standing over 2 hours, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include hypertensive medications and over-the-counter medicines for these conditions, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, exercises, comma, and a knee brace. New paragraph. Past medical history. reveals hypertension and asthma. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals surgery on the left wrist. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right shoulder in the past period. The right knee has osteoarthritis, and she did have physical therapy 1 year before the fall. She was treated 3 to 4 weeks, but has not had a prior injury period. The right elbow has never been injured in the past period. She has not had prior fall injuries period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents and has not even had minor automobile accidents period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient is a residential house cleaner full-time period. Her prior work was that of a CNA, but it was too physical now, and she did miss several hours of work and lost clients as a result of this injury period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent results. Emergency room report, Riley Hospital for Children, July 7th, 2024. Presents to the ED after a fall when she slipped in someone's urine in the hallway at Riley Hospital on July 6, 2024, period. Pain in her right elbow and right knee. Thus, she thinks she might have fell on her right side, period. She reports that she has arthritis of the right knee, but the fall has worsened the pain, period. On physical examination, tenderness to the right elbow and tenderness with extension and flexion, period. Elbow was tender on physical examination, but no tenderness of the right knee on palpation, period. X-rays of the right knee and right elbow were unremarkable, period. Patient was given ibuprofen 600 milligrams for the pain and ice/hot packs in the ED, period. She was discharged with an ice and hot pack and an elbow sling, period. Assessment is fall/musculoskeletal pain, ibuprofen 600 milligrams orally, period. End of report. Addendum to the emergency medicine report at Riley Hospital, July 10th, 2024. So it states tenderness to palpation noted on right elbow, neurovascular intact, mild tenderness also noted to the right mid-humeral region without any deformity, period. Mild tenderness to the right knee, period. Slipped and fell in the hospital and caught herself with her left elbow and knee, period. X-rays of right elbow, right humerus, and right knee obtained with no acute osseous findings, period. Assessment plan, 38-year-old female presenting for evaluation of right elbow and knee pain in the settings of a fall, period. Imaging negative for acute fracture or osseous process, likely musculoskeletal injury, period. End of report. Reyes Radiology, July 15th, 2024. X-rays of the ankle were negative for fracture, period. Reyes Radiology, August 8th, 2024, X-rays of the elbow, mild degenerative spurring, period, end of report. IU Health Physical Therapy, March 19th, 2025, patient has seen a couple of doctors since last therapy visit, period. They want her to transfer to ATI so she can get therapy on her shoulder again, period. Patient has been having knee pain for a few years, period. Slip and fall in July, which made it worse again, period. End of report. Orthopedics outpatient provider note, October 14th, 2024. Presenting to orthopedic clinic for evaluation of right shoulder pain, period. Patient reports onset of symptoms approximately 4 weeks ago in the anterior right shoulder, period. She endorses a recent fall to the right elbow in July, period. On physical examination, tender over rotator cuff tendons anteriorly. Biceps, There was diminished range of motion documented, tender to the lateral epicondyle and olecranon. Procedure performed, right shoulder subacromial bursal injection. Assessment plan is 1, lateral epicondylitis, right elbow. 2, right shoulder pain. 3, rotator cuff insufficiency of the right shoulder. We discussed natural course and history of likely rotator cuff impingement syndrome to the right shoulder and then aggravation of degenerative changes to the right elbow, likely lateral epicondylitis as well, period. On that date, x-rays of the shoulder impression, no acute bony findings, 2, greater tuberosity, presumed insertional changes, suggestive of chronic rotator cuff pathology, period, end of report. Sports medicine outpatient provider note, August 19th, 2024, presents to see me today for help with lingering pain in both her right knee and her right elbow following a slip and fall injury at Riley Hospital on July 6th. Assessment, pain in the right knee with exacerbated again after a slip and fall 6 weeks ago, period, end of report. MRI, January 30th, 2025, of the shoulder. Impression 1, severe supraspinatus and infraspinatus, as well as moderate subcapsularis tendinosus. 2, moderate moderate intraarticular long head biceps tendinosus with mild medial subluxation at the lesser tuberosity proximity, period. End of report. Orthopedic outpatient provider note, February 7th, 2025. Evaluation of her right shoulder. She has fallen on her right shoulder back in July 2024. Did not feel dislocation event, but started to have pain at that time. She is continuing to have right shoulder pain since, period. She did have a subacromial cortisone injection, period. Assessment 1, adhesive capsulitis of the shoulder with impingement of the right shoulder, period. 39-year-old female with a fall onto her right shoulder in July 2024 with MRI findings of significant cuff tendinosis and biceps tendinosis with mild medial subluxation of the biceps tendon, period. Do not see anything on the advanced imaging that would require urgent or emergent surgical attention with regards to the right shoulder, period. I do not see anything structurally that would require to proceed surgically, comma, but if she is not getting better, could discuss whether there is a role for right shoulder arthroscopy, comma, any capsular release slash manipulation under anesthesia for stiffness, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, possible biceps tenodesis, T-E-N-O-D-E-S-I-S, period, end of report. Health Net note, August 1st, 2024, assessment 1, right elbow pain, 2, acute pain of the right knee, 3, arm paresthesias right, treatment right elbow pain, referral to orthopedic surgery, period, end of report. Sports medicine outpatient provider note, March 17th, 2025, she returns to me today, unfortunately, with ongoing right posterior elbow pain and also ongoing right knee pains, period, also some right shoulder pains, period. Assessment 1, right anterior knee pain, period, most consistent with patella as well as distal medial hamstring tendinitis, period. 2, right elbow pain, consistent with localized triceps insertional tendinosis, ordered outside physical therapy consult, period, end of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment, as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of July 6, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Examination of the extremities revealed normal left shoulder, period. Right shoulder was abnormal with diminished strength, tenderness, and palpable heat, period. There was diminished range of motion with extension diminished by 14 degrees, comma, flexion 34 degrees, comma, abduction ABD 42 degrees, comma, adduction ADD 18 degrees, comma, internal rotation 16 degrees, comma, and external rotation by 20 degrees, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right knee revealed 10% swelling, period. There was tenderness and crepitance noted on range of motion of the right knee, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right knee, period. There was diminished strength, period. Range of motion of the right knee was diminished by flexion by 22 degrees, comma, internal rotation 4 degrees, comma, and external rotation 8 degrees, period. Examination of the left elbow was normal, period. Right elbow was abnormal with diminished flexion at 24 degrees, period. There was palpable tenderness and diminished strength, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength of the right hand. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, derangement, comma, rotator cuff insufficiency, comma, rotator cuff impingement syndrome, comma, tendinosis, comma, subluxation of the biceps tendon, comma, and adhesive capsulitis, period. Number 2, right knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, osteoarthritis aggravation, comma, and tendinitis, period. Number 3, right elbow trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, lateral epicondylitis, comma, and tendinosis, period. The above 3 diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury of July 6, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment 6th Edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 6% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right knee, utilizing Table 16-3, the patient has a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right elbow, utilizing Table 15-4, the patient has a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 10% whole body impairment due to the fall of July 6, 2024, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in all three areas as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Cost of a knee MRI would be approximately $2,500, period. Further treatment may be necessary pending those results, period. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics would be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A knee brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. attention will cost $500, period. Some injections in the shoulder, knee, and elbow would be approximately $3,500, period. The patient may need some more physical therapy, period. And down the road, the patient may need surgical intervention for the right elbow, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.